At the movies this week, we'll discover fun-filled summer action with a band of unlikely heroes. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. For almost a decade, Marvel superhero movies have been summertime staples. Each May, audiences flock to theaters for the latest installment. But in August of 2014, Marvel took a chance on the quirky space adventure Guardians of the Galaxy, a chance that turned into box office gold and an eagerly anticipated sequel. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 finds Chris Pratt's Peter Quill and his motley band of misfits capitalizing on their newfound fame by taking on jobs as heroes for hire. But after they anger one of their clients, they find themselves on a hazardous high-speed chase through space, only to be rescued by a strange and powerful man. That man turns out to be Kurt Russell's ego, Peter's long-lost father. But as Peter finally gets to do some father-son bonding, his friends begin to fear that Ego might be more than just a lovable, doting dad. Once again, Marvel kicks off another summer with explosive action and over-the-top adventures. This spirited sequel is big and thrilling, with some striking effects, too. But it isn't the typical Marvel movie, and it isn't exactly the grand and valiant superhero adventure that we're used to seeing the first weekend in May. It's quirkier and more playful, with a cast of comical characters and a soundtrack full of easy listening tunes from the 60s and 70s. The story is full of gray areas, too. Good guys can turn bad, and bad guys can do good, and that adds to the unpredictability of the story. Like many Marvel movies, though, it's sometimes remarkably complex. But if you can overlook some of the complexities, you'll be able to enjoy the action, comedy, and musical stylings of this out-of-this-world superhero adventure. But is it worth racing back into space with these humorous heroes? It is! Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 may not be as grandiose and heart-swelling as the Avengers films, but it's good-natured and fun, and often just plain lovable, too. It gets a B+. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. For the sequel, Vin Diesel returns as the voice of Baby Groot, who, once again, has one repeated line, "I am Groot." To help Diesel with his performance, director James Gunn reportedly created a special version of the script with the lines in English. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including some heavier family drama in The Dinner, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.